Adam Parks is the owner and operator of Victorium Farmstead, which is one of the customers of the Petaluma Meatpacking House that was shut down this week. As a customer, you feel this was a good operation that's been treated unfairly?
I don't know if they've been treated unfairly. What I do know is that they are a small, local, family-run business just like mine. They're family friends of my family going back generations. I don't know the inner workings of their company. I know how they treat my animals when I bring them in. I know that they're one of the cleanest, most well-run slaughter facilities that we use, and we choose to go to Rancho because they do a great job for us.
This millions of pounds of beef being recalled, how serious is that?
It's ridiculous is what it is, Bruce. Of the 8.7 million pounds, I would be shocked if there was more than a couple hundred thousand pounds that even existed anymore. When you talk about a year's worth of beef, most of it's been consumed. The beef simply doesn't exist anymore. It's already been eaten. And by the way, not one single complaint of anybody getting sick from it.
What apparently is at the root of this?
It's really impossible to say because the USDA will not give out any information. They've labeled this a class one recall, which is this big broad brush stroke that could mean that there's diseased meat, but nobody's gotten sick, nobody's complained. And the real problem with all this is because they couldn't prove a negative, they have swept everything into this global one-year batch of meat that doesn't exist, and it affects all these little guys who can prove that their meat wasn't tainted.
What's the negative that they want to prove?
The only thing I can come up with, and this is strictly an educated guess, is there's been rumors that this revolves around some cull dairy cows. When an animal is sick, shows up at the slaughter facility sick, it has to be dealt with separately. It has to be quarantined, destroyed, can't be mixed in with the other stuff, and there's a long set of paperwork that goes along with that process. The only thing that makes sense to me is if that paperwork was not properly filed or the USDA changed it or whatever of the stories that we've heard, you can't prove that that meat was not put in there. And even though we know it wasn't certainly mixed with custom slaughter guys' meat, because they can't prove it, they're putting these big brackets around and saying, we're calling a year's worth of meat, which is just silly. It's just for shock value.
For someone who's a small customer, such as yourself, how are you impacted?
For me, I'm very, very fortunate because I deal almost exclusively in fresh meat. I harvest as we go throughout the year. So for me, it's just a huge inconvenience because I literally have to go back and figure out which beef throughout the last year of the 60 or so that were at Rancho versus other slaughter facilities. Then I have to figure out from that kill date what pack dates are infected. And then I have to issue a letter that says, if you have meat from these pack dates, please turn it back into me. It's laughable. I'm not going to get two packages back, but it's something I have to do to comply with the USDA. The people that are really impacted are the small local farms that harvest seasonally. So if you imagine a farm that raises X number of beef and all their calves are ready to go at 18 months in June, they harvest those all at one time, and then they have a local freezer commissary where they store that meat. They're going to sell that meat throughout the rest of the year. Well, that meat is all being recalled. That's who gets hurt here. And for no reason, because we can prove our meat wasn't commingled.
Adam Park, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us today, and good luck with it.
Thanks, Bruce.